Hello there, and welcome to the Unfuck Your Biz with Braden podcast, a show to encourage and empower creative CEOs just like yourself through actionable legal, tax, and financial topics. I'm Braden Drake, an author, lawyer, tax pro, and educator, but you can just call me Braden, your gay best friend, here to help you unfuck that biz. If you're ready to dive in, grab a notebook, maybe some coffee, and buckle in to learn how you can implement solid strategies to build a profitable business. Well, hello, bestie, and welcome back to the podcast. As always, this is your host, Braden, and I am excited to be back here in my little recording studio chatting with you. It's been a little while, at least for me. It feels like it's been a while. If you have been wondering why we have been doing some podcast replays the past couple weeks, I can share that with you now. I've been a little bit MIA in business, and it's because we've had some unfortunate family circumstances. So some of you have been following me for a while, may know a little bit of this background, but otherwise it might be new information for you. And I'm sharing this. Sometimes I don't know, as you all know, I do profit reports on my podcasts. So I already am a very transparent person. I don't share everything about my personal life and business, but I do share a lot. And sometimes I do have a hard time finding out or trying to figure out what's relevant and pertinent information to share versus, you know, what's not necessarily helpful to share. But I am going to share this update because I think it kind of explains why I've been a little bit gone, if any people have noticed. But my mom, she was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer back in 2020. And around that time, I actually went to Indiana for 5 weeks to kind of help her out, get her house on the market. She downsized from the house that we grew up in and moved into a condo. That was a few years ago. And she's been on and off chemo treatments since then. When I went home for Christmas just a few months ago, she had a little bit of a health scare and we thought she was going to have surgery. They ended up not being able to do the surgery. And the short story is she got put on hospice in January. So I already was planning on taking some back and forth trips. Her health was pretty quickly declining. So I ended up flew home in February for a week, came back in San Diego for 2 weeks, and then went back to Indiana, was planning on only spending a couple weeks there and kind of doing that back and forth for a while. But it was clear that her time with us was not going to be for that much longer. So I ended up just deciding to stay. And she passed around the third week I was home. We did a celebration of life a few days afterwards, and then I came back to San Diego about 3 or 4 days after that. So I was out of office. I was out of office for 3 weeks, but then that last week I was totally off email, off everything, really just spending time with my family and taking some time for us. I'll be going back probably again. I got to talk to my sisters, but I'll probably be going back in a few weeks, a month from now, maybe wait until all of their kids have summer break. I'm not sure, to help settle the estate and get all that stuff. So I've been doing pretty okay, all things considered, due to the fact that, you know, she'd been diagnosed for so long and been put on hospice a little while ago. I've had time to slowly process my emotions rather than just feeling like I'm running into a brick wall with it. But I have had some days of feeling very unmotivated to work. Other days feeling better. I did have a bit of a breakdown the other day. Thinking about the fact, it kind of dawned on me that I'm only 34 years old. And then I had this kind of wave of emotion hit when I realized that I'll be spending likely, if I'm able to remain healthy, likely more than half of my lifetime without my mom here. So sometimes those kind of things sink in and it becomes a little bit of a struggle. But I'm not a particularly emotional person, so this is something that's hard for me to talk about really publicly or with anyone. But I thought I would just share at least that little bit of a background here on the podcast, because we also have some podcast topics coming up about planning running your business in such a way that it allows you to take time away when things like this happen in your life or for someone that you care about and you need to take some time away. And also because I am doing profit reports on my podcast, and these are the kinds of things that obviously are going to impact the numbers and cause a change in the way that we do business. And so that will inform a lot of the things I'm going to be talking about. I also, during this period, really just like the past couple of weeks, I had a little bit of a minor business crisis because due to my time away, we essentially had to skip 2 full launches. Like I was fully planning for March to be like our busiest month of the year, revenue-wise and launch-wise, with all of the things that go into tax season and people wanting to come and work with us. It tends to be a big month. And we had to essentially cut all of that. So the last half of February was a lot slower than anticipated. That's what we're mostly talking about here today, as the month of February. And March definitely is going to be as well. So getting into our profit report, I'm sharing at the top of every episode what the goals were for this year. I'm already saying were because I feel like I've kind of thrown them in the trash can already. Maybe that's not fair to myself or the business. But originally I set good, better, best goals of 300, 400, and 500K in revenue, with 300 being the minimum goal. I think that's still probably doable. The 400, which is what I really wanted to hit this year, might be a stretch. I also wanted to hit 60% profit, book 4 stage speaking gigs for next year, consistently hit 25K months. Like my goal was to do $25,000 in revenue every single month this year. That's going to be a struggle in March. We'll talk about that more when I do my projections, and then get up to $15,000 in monthly recurring revenue by the end of the year. So a little recap, what happened in the month of February? Well, ended up not being a whole lot. We had planned a couple of launches, like I mentioned, and they just didn't really end up happening. We promoted our tax challenge a couple months ago. At the end of the tax challenge, I was supposed to promote our monthly services, but I ended up doing the tax challenge while I was in Indiana. We didn't have a lot of people sign up for the challenge, and then I didn't really get around to doing much in the way of promotional emails for the launch after that. So that kind of fizzled out. And otherwise, February was really just about delivering on existing client obligations and services. So let's go through what I had projected for the month of February and what we actually ended up doing. The month of February, I projected, this was like a very big and audacious goal, but I projected close to $48,000 in revenue. And I even shared on last month's profit report that would be the highest, if we hit that projection, it would be our highest revenue month ever. So it already felt like a very big goal, a little bit of a scary one, but I figured at minimum we would hit about 30, which is what we ended up getting, even with the like lack of promotions we had. So I projected for Unfuck Your Biz, our signature service, I projected $14,000 in revenue. We ended up at 15,000, so 1,000 over. That was great. We got two new Unfuck Your Biz clients, which was fantastic in the month of February. I projected $1,000 in sales of the Contract Club, and we had 1,080. That one is, it always kind of surprises me because just with us having to do very, very little promotion, I feel like our Contract Club sales are always like right between like $900 and $1,200, like right there, just through word of mouth referral. And it continues to surprise me like how kind of predictable that is, even though we're not like necessarily doing anything to promote it. But you all can help us promote it. We are going to be doing some pushes for that in the next week to try to actually increase those numbers moving forward. I projected $1,000 in sales of our course Legally Launched. We ended up doing 500. I projected $8,700 in monthly recurring service revenue income. So that's for our monthly like bookkeeping and legal services. And we only did about half of that. And that was that and the next number, our tax services, were the two biggest things where we missed the mark on our projections, because our launches, I had planned a launch to launch our monthly services and expected to get like 10 to 20 new clients. We did not do that. And then I also projected $15,000 in income from tax filing clients, and we only did 7,000 because I really wasn't really promoting that either. The rest of them, we were pretty, well, I had two more when we were right on. I projected $2,500 in trademark income from clients doing trademark filings, and we hit that exactly. That's exactly two clients for us. Other income, I projected $1,000, and we were at $1,850. So in total, with the $48,000 roughly projected, we did $32,000 in actual revenue, which I'm pretty happy with. All things considered, that was all like pretty organic in the sense that we weren't like pushing for that revenue in the month of February. It's just kind of what we already had on the books and coming to us through organic web traffic and all of that. So let's dig into the profit. This is a profit report after all. So let me get my bookkeeping open. Looks like, okay, we had cost of goods, $48. Pretty standard. The only cost of goods we have is the physical copies of my book. When people order our book, we have to order it from the printer. So we have cost of goods there. And then our expenses, pretty high, very, very high for me. $22,600. That is a lot of expenses in 1 month. That left us with owner profit of 9,300. I paid myself a salary of about 5,500, and then the profit remaining after that was about $3,900. So let's break down where most of these expenses went. And not at all surprising to me, the number one expense category was employee wages and team contractors. So I have a category for both of those. Employee wages, obvious. That's the amount that I pay the employees on my team, not including myself. And then team contractors, those are expenses for folks who are not employees, but who work with us like on a regular basis. So there are people that don't legally have to be employees that have their own businesses, don't want to be employees, but do work for me like every single week. And those two categories combined was almost $13,000, which I think is. That's far and away the most I've ever had in team expenses in 1 month. It's like over double our average. Last year, we were averaging, I think, like 3,000. So that's like four times our average. But that is because I am paying our tax preparer for a lot of tax returns. And then our bookkeeping team put in like just a truly insane amount of hours in the month of February and also now in the month of March to help out all of our Unfuck Your Biz clients. Like we have a lot of clients that need 3, 4 years worth of bookkeeping. And so I'm paying our team members hourly to do all of that work, obviously using the money coming from the clients that pay for that service. Owner wages and owner tax, those are the same as always the amount that I pay myself, technically expenses to the S corporation. Everything else pretty standard. Monthly tools, $400. Affiliate payouts, 650. Marketing, 300. So not a whole lot there. I booked one flight for $150. And then we had 2,600 in other expenses. That's a pretty big figure. Let me see where that's mostly coming from. Other expenses. Oh, we had a refund. We did have one large refund. Office, I had an $800 office expense. I'd have to look and see what that one was, but that is it for the most part. A couple Ubers, couple meal expenses, couple online filing fees, and that's about it for the profit. Let me get out my calculator real quick. I should have this in my spreadsheet. Should do this these percentages by default, but we had, I mean, our profit, if we don't include my own salary, which I don't usually, then we had a pretty low profit margin. So 9,343 divided by 31,990 is 29%. So roughly 30% profit, 70% expenses for that month. Got to work on those numbers. This is the main reason why we are going to be increasing the cost of Unfuck Your Biz, our signature service, moving forward. Because after the first time running it, I'm realizing the amount of hours my team is putting in for every client is a lot higher than anticipated. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing for our clients. It means that they're getting like a really high value of services, and I just need to budget for that accordingly. But with that, we're going to put in a few other. We're gonna one of the things I'm doing with the price increases, we're gonna add in some more of our higher margin services. So what does that mean? Well, now instead of trademarks being like a la carte on top of the service, we will actually file a trademark included in the service, which is a $1,250 benefit value. That's how much we would normally charge for it. We're increasing the service by $1,000. But at the same time, unlike the bookkeeping, that's a very profitable thing for us to do because I do the trademarks and it takes me like 2 to 3 hours per client. So that particular service is more profitable than some of the other things we include. I hope that makes sense. Something for you to consider when you're working on your packages as well is the marginal profit of each thing included in those package. Can you include something with a high margin to offset things with a lower margin so that everything shakes out in your numbers afterward? And of course, you're only going to know that if you're tracking your numbers on a monthly basis. All right. So since I'm recording this in almost the end of March, what's today's date? March 26th, I'm recording this. I have a good feel for what my March profit report is going to look like. So you're not really getting the real story here when I do my projections for March, because now the projections I'm doing are filtered through the lens of me, A, already going through much of the month, but also B, I should say, not really fully looking at the numbers. So when I log into my online systems, I can see revenue collected over the past 30 days. I know that number is down, and I know that we haven't done the launch that we planned. So it's going to be less than I originally anticipated. So let's just go through category by category like I always do. I'm projecting about $4,000 in Unfuck Your Biz revenue. That's a lot lower than the past 2 months. Remember, I made $15,000 in February, but that's because we did a big launch in December and 75% of those clients were on monthly payment plans. So they paid December, January, and February. So I've known since December that we would have a big dip in revenue from that particular thing at the start of March. So that $4,000 would really just be like one new client. Again, $1,000 in contract club sales, $500 for legally launched, $5,000 in monthly recurring services, $4,000 in tax filing services, one trademark client would be $1,250, other income of $1,000, and then that would come to a total of $17,750. Now, I actually stretched some of these past where I think they actually might be in order to kind of push myself this last week. And now, really, I probably should do my income bookkeeping today or tomorrow so I can see how close we are to these actuals so that I can do some pushes if we need to in this last week. Hopefully, I won't need to do that. I did 3 client intake calls this morning and I did 1 yesterday. And 3 out of those 4 total all seem pretty promising, like they might sign up for particular services. And that would go a long way in helping us hit our revenue goal. Now, am I going to get to that 25K mark, which was my goal for every single month? Doubtful, probably not. I don't know. But that's okay. I'm going to give myself a little bit of grace on that one. Okay. For context, I did note here for context, if we'd done like all of our normal promotions and stuff, I was actually anticipating March being around a $40,000 month. So we're definitely not going to be anywhere close to that. My last note I wanted to share on the podcast here is a bit of a shift in mindset we have going forward. For a long time, I've always been envious of people who have very streamlined business models set up and like a very clear, like, this is the one thing we sell, that's it, take it or leave it. I have always liked the idea of doing that, but I have a hard time with it because I think a lot of the time it's my responsibility to meet people like where they are with their needs, right? A lot of people need legal and tax help. They have a hard time finding someone. They find us, they want to work with us. And then I have a hard time turning them away. A, because if they need the help, I want to give the help. But B, because if I'm turning them away, I'm saying goodbye to revenue. But as you all know, as business owners, sometimes you have to say, no, we're not the best fit. And I think I'm going to start leaning into that more. Specifically, putting more people or encouraging more people to sign up for our Unfuck Your Biz signature service and turning away most other one-off kind of one-on-one service requests we get. Because what we're finding is that our full service clients make the best clients. Obviously, they're the most invested, both in the literal and theoretical sense in that term, right? Like they're financially and mentally invested in the process. And also because we have a hard time providing a lot of services in a vacuum. So people come to us and they think that they only need help with their contracts, but their business is like fucked left, right, and sideways. So if we're only helping with the left, then the right and the sideways are not really getting fixed, right? I don't know if that made any sense, but in my brain it did. And so it's like if they need all of the things, then we want to help them provide all the things. And then also we're starting to get to the point where we have, the membership, we have the courses, we have the contract club, we have the one-on-one service, we're helping with tax return clients, we have trademarks. I feel like I'm being pulled in a lot of different directions, and then it's watering down the level of service what we're able to provide to all of our people. So by going all in and really focusing on this one thing, I think that's going to help us. And then more specifically, what we'll be able to do is put all of our effort and energy into helping one new signature client every week. That's how we're going to do it. We have availability out on a rolling basis. So we start with a new client every Monday. You can look at our website and see when the next available start date is. My kind of dream for this would be we get to the point where we're booking out like 8 weeks in advance. And so we always have people in the roster to start going through our Unfuck Your Biz framework. And at the end of the service, folks join our monthly ongoing services. We're already very well equipped to handle their business. We know what their business is. It's all set up. Everything's great. And then otherwise, if that's not a good fit for people, we have like our three do-it-yourself online programs on our website for people who are just starting out or who don't need to make that full investment. But those are very require really very little delivery on our part so that we can again focus our time and attention on that signature service. So that's the direction we're moving towards. If you've been curious about working with us and you don't know what the best route for you to go down is, take our quiz, notabglaw.com/quiz. It'll tell you where to get started. As always, my hope is that listening to these episodes give you a better feel for how to track your numbers, what you should be looking at in your numbers, and then maybe just hearing me rant and ramble about the way I'm thinking about my business will help you reconsider what you're doing in your business. I don't think I have all the answers. I think that's probably obvious because I'm pivoting and adjusting all the time. So I don't want any of you to listen to what I'm doing and say, Braden has it all figured out. I want to do that. But instead, I want you to listen to what I'm doing and say, oh, I wonder if that I have that same problem that Braden's mentioning. The solution for me might be different, but like, what could that solution be? Right? That's more the way I think you should look at it. So that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed the profit report, and I'll be back in your podcast app next week for a new episode. Have a good one. Hey there. Before you go, I wanted to give a quick thanks. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. If you loved it, I would love for you to take a screenshot of the episode or snap a quick selfie while you are listening. Share it on social and give me a tag. It'll help other kick-ass entrepreneurs like yourself find the show. That's it for today. I'll be back soon with a new episode. Meanwhile, let's roll up our sleeves and unfuck that biz.